Is that knife consistent with the victim's wounds?
Yes, we examined the size and shape of the blade relative to the wounds, and they were consistent. The blade on that particular knife is curved and has a serrated edge, which would account for the ragged tears at the edge of the wounds. It is a knife designed for slashing at an opponent as you would in a knife fight. A knife intended to make a neat slice will typically have a smooth, very sharp edge, like a scalpel.
So the killer might have used exactly that sort of knife?
Objection.
Overruled.
He might have, yes.
Could you tell from the angle of the wounds and the design of the knife how the killer might have inflicted the fatal wounds? What sort of motion he might have used?
Based on the fact that the wounds enter the body essentially straight, that is, on a horizontal plane, it would seem that the assailant most likely stood directly in front of the victim, was of about equal height, and stabbed straight ahead in three thrusts, holding his arm roughly level.
Would you demonstrate the motion you mean, please?
Objection.
Overruled.
Rakowski stood up and thrust her right arm ahead three times. She sat back down. LeJudas said nothing for a few seconds. The courtroom was silent enough in those moments that I heard someone behind me in the gallery emit a long breath.
Whew.
Jonathan fought gallantly on cross. He did not attack Rakowski directly. She was obviously competent and playing it straight, and there was nothing to be gained by savaging her. He kept the focus on the physical evidence and how thin it really was.
The government mentioned the phrase, "the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence." Do you remember that?
Yes.
Isn't it also true that the absence of evidence is precisely that? An absence of evidence?
Yes.
Jonathan showed a wry smile to the jury.
In this case, we have a fairly substantial absence of evidence, don't we? There is no blood evidence against the defendant?
No.
Genetic evidence, DNA?
No.
Hairs?
No.
Fibers?
No.
Anything at all that puts the defendant at the scene besides that fingerprint?
No.
Handprints, fingerprints, shoe prints, all missing?
That's true.
Well, now that's what I call an absence of evidence.
The jury laughed. Jacob and I laughed, more with relief than anything else.
LeJudas jumped up to object, and the objection was sustained, but it hardly mattered. And the fingerprint that was found, Jacob's fingerprint on the victim's sweatshirt. Isn't it true that fingerprint evidence has one huge limitation? You can't tell when the print was put there,